This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, the Capri Sun Drinking Challenge and Tattoo Talk. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Heads up, guys, because we got a new one. This ain't real girls on video going.
Woo!
Or even.
Woo! Party!
In fact, hey, we don't really know what the hell it is. You see, gang, the world is made up of all kinds of folks with all kinds of strokes. And well, there's a lot of wacko stuff going on out there. And some people just have different needs and, you know, different desires. So, after a great deal of internet browsing and research, we present this brand new video designed to get each and every one of you to your own happy ending. Strap in and keep your arms inside the ride, because we ain't holding anything back. These are real girls on video going. Oh, yeah. These girls are also going. They're also going. Who doesn't love real girls going? Spring breakers are going. Oh, yeah. Oh. Woo-hoo. Oh, clean up at aisle 5 now. That's gonna hurt there. Oh, now that's unappealing. Heck, even I've done that. Right. That personal foul. Oh, geez, somebody actually enjoys that. I don't know what's going on there. Stumped on that one. Oh, he probably shouldn't have put that one on the bed. Probably too late now. Harder now!
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we had an interesting story to some degree the other day about Capri Sun.
Do we have a time for that?
I do. The Guinness World Record people released the following. A man set the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to drink a Capri Sun.
Uh-huh.
His name is Declan Evans. The second time I've heard the name Declan. The first would be...
Patty Vasquez has a son named Declan.
Oh, there you go. Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm. His real name. Yeah.
According to this news story, a 20-year-old was inspired to attempt the record due to the lockdown. In 16.5 seconds, he downed a Capri Sun. But there are some pretty specific rules. Now, we have a bunch of these things. Describe a Capri Sun to those not familiar with them, Josh.
It's a juice pouch.
Whoa. Slow down. You lost me.
I got it right
now.
Now,
what do you mean by a juice pouch?
It's a silver pouch.
Hang on.
Pouch of juice?
Okay, yeah. So a pouch. Yeah, about and how big is it?
The size of a big deck of cards, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And I believe it's a, is it, are these the 200 milliliter?
Let's take a look on here.
We got a bunch of them here in front of us.
Not labeled for individual sales.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the box.
8%
I don't know.
Alcohol.
it says, for the record, the pouch, the straw still has to be inside inside the plastic thing that it comes in. Yeah,
and taped to the pouch.
And we'll be using the 177 milliliter pouches.
Oh, so this is like wind aided. None of these are going to count.
Why not? Because he used a different size Capri Sun?
This says 200 milliliter.
Where did he get a 200? I bought...
There's no such thing.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
200?
Where is he from?
That's not regulation. This is a hoax.
I don't know. This throws the whole thing off. Well, here's how it works. You have to start with both hands on the table in front of
you. Hey, hey. Well, Chick just took a straw off.
No, I'm good.
I'm fine.
No, you're fine.
I see you doing it.
Everything's fine. Both hands on the table surface. When I signal you, you can lift your hands. You reach for the straw, unwrap it from the film, and you've got to put it through that aluminum hymen thing there.
Yes.
And then you can drink it.
All right. Who's competing?
Let's do it.
I'm not. So Willie's in. Josh is in. Pat is in.
I may get juice all over my
shirt. Chick is already trying to puncture the pouch. He's out.
Can I say something real quick? I'm going to sweep the floor with you guys.
I like this.
I'm going to kick your butt.
Godwin, are you in?
Who's doing the timing?
Okay. I might be cheating.
Dino has a timer right there.
Dino's got the timer.
I have too many electronics here.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. You got
to
be careful.
Now, the thing is, once again, the straw must still be glued to the pouch.
Okay. Correct.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
Okay. Good luck getting the straw through the hole.
That's
okay?
The part.
That's why this. Remember, this guy did this with even more liquid in 16 seconds. So, do you want to go by yourself, Josh? I think that'd be the best way to go.
Oh, you think so?
Do it.
I see. Okay. Individual right. Times.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we're not competing.
Yes.
We're going against the clock.
My hands are on the table.
Okay, so when I say go, you will...
Here, let me move things.
We're going over it again.
Okay, now remember, you have to drink all of it. Okay, yeah, are you ready?
Who knows that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, then I'm going to say go.
Are you going to say the one?
Sorry, Chick.
So you'll say go.
Yes. Okay. So I'll say 3, 2, 1, go. But that wasn't the one. This is the one. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Josh is removing the stick, trying to go. He gets the straw out.
Here we go.
He's poking through the aluminum hymen.
Oh,
now he's sucking hard. He is drinking the Capri Sun. What flavor is that, Josh?
Don't answer him, Josh.
Apple's the only way to go.
He's squeezing. How are we on time over there, Dean?
Apples.
18 seconds. Okay. And he's done. What do we got over there?
21 seconds.
I beat the first record. Remember, it was 22?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, I think these are smaller pouches than they use in the UK.
And my straw tactic did not work originally. I know I could beat my own record.
Ready? Well, then we can. Let's let Willie take a crack
okay.
at this.
Okay.
Okay, I have one thing that I want to ask. Does it say in the original one if their Capri Sun was room temperature? Because I think the coldness of this might impede me from going.
I'll tell you this right now, Willie. The liquid is not nearly as cold as the outer pouch.
Perfect. Thank you. Hands on the table. Ready to go when you want.
That excuse will not work. Are you ready, Willie?
Whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Willie, it takes the straw off, and he's... he got it much quicker than Josh. He's punching it through the aluminum hymen. Oh, the hymen problem is... the hymen will not crack.
Here he goes.
No. The straw, he's spilling it all over his pants.
Suck it. Suck it. Oh, no.
He's shoving it. He's
going round, dog.
He's going to be sticky.
He's throwing
the disqualification if I've ever seen it.
He's disqualified. Not even
bareback. He went bareback on it.
He's put the straw all the way through the...
Oh.
Should he get another chance?
You know what, Christy? I don't think I deserve a
I think we may have carried this bit along a little too far.
And I hope you've learned some things from your first
chance. Think we honestly have to have Josh take another crack at it.
Okay, but Godwin would like
Godwin
to go.
Godwin wants to do it.
Well, you're not going
to
spill it all over your organ?
Well, I don't want to get juice on the organ.
Well, put a towel over your organ so you don't spill
left.
Anything.
When's the last time you had juice
left.
On your organ?
it's been a while between drinks.
There we go.
Are you, Pat, are you ready?
It's right here. Yeah.
Okay. I can't see. Okay, now please don't get it all over that beautiful organ that I bought.
I'm aware of that.
Are you ready? Where's the juice?
Right to my left.
Well, turn to your left so you at least have a head start.
I'll put it right.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Pat has got the juice.
Oh, my Lord.
Holy
he's getting the straw.
Well.
He's getting the straw. No, he bent the straw.
No, he's struggling with the straw.
There we go. The straw. Straw.
He's, oh, he's got the straw finally.
Now he's looking at the straw.
This is very, very slow.
He's trying to get it through the hole.
He's
squirted it all over his keyboard.
Old Jed's a
millionaire. Suck it, Pat. Suck it. Suck it, baby.
Oh, he's gagging.
He's ringing it, trying to get the... He's done.
I'm done. 26.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I got juice on my organ.
Again, it's been a long
good
time.
There, Pat.
Between drinks. Chick, you going to try this?
No, I've already got my straw. We can time me just drinking. I've already had the straw.
Well, here, I got one with the straw still attached.
Oh, all right. No, I don't want to. I'm going to see how long it takes without the...
without the straw part?
Ready, time me.
Wait a second. Well, this is violating the rules.
Willie's going to go wash himself off.
He's already violated the rules. By it's not the same size Capri Sun pack.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Chick.
Oh, this is nothing.
He's already
what a waste of everyone's time. Barely sipping.
You can see it all at
bobandtom.com/live.
What flavor is this?
High maintenance
nuclear. Okay,
are Willie and I giving it a second shot?
Do you want to give it a second shot?
I think you should.
Honestly, you guys, I think I need a shot at Redemption.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
All right. I've got apple Capri Sun over here, and I've got
an apple over here.
Strawberry kiwi. Which
apple's a better one.
I've got an apple right here.
Okay. No,
I thought strawberry would be better, but they should outlaw strawberry. It's dangerous.
Well, just because you didn't care for it doesn't mean others.
They should pack all of it into a big drum and bury it in the desert. It's awful.
Strawberry kiwi.
Nasty stuff. Shut up, Ace.
Be more like me. Be more like me. Live and let live.
Those are wise words.
I'm open to anything. Once again, the fastest Capri Sun world record was set a few weeks ago. It was announced, and it was 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 16.65 seconds. There are some rules. I'll go over them very quickly. You have to start with it in front of you, hands on the table. You have to take the little tiny straw out of that plastic thing. That's the killer. You got to get it out of that very quickly, and then you've got to get it through that little aluminum hole, hymen, and then go. Now, Willie?
Yeah.
Dean is here to time this.
Okay, I'm ready.
You got, what flavor are we going with?
Apple, 100% apple juice.
Okay, I will say 1, 2, 3, go, and that's when you begin.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hands are on the table.
We're on the table.
Cameraman, are you all ready? Here we go. This is Willie Griswold, son number two. 1, 2, 3, go. He is taking the straw off very quickly. He is struggling with the plastic.
He's
probably too long.
Oh, pretty fast.
Now he's putting it in the hymen, and he's sucking. He is sucking. He is now snow. He's slurping. He's got we're going on. Squeezing hard. Squeezing hard.
He's doing really
well. 17 seconds.
Closer to 18.
Wow.
Can you? So it is okay to squeeze the bag.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What are your feelings about squeezing the bag, Chick McGee?
You don't treat those bags like a stepchild. You pay attention to them.
Okay.
Oh, are we talking about this still?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 17.86.
I learned the squeeze the bag method in college using Franzia.
You got to get that last drop out of
there. That's a box wine, Tom, in case you were wondering.
No idea. Franzia. I thought Franzia was a cooker in Colorado.
No, it's a boxed wine.
Okay.
Less than a tenth of a second difference.
Okay, Josh, this is your last chance, Josh. Are you ready?
Do you have
a flavor
this
you like?
This is going to be tough to beat. I've got apple. It's my favorite.
Okay, now, once again, before you go, just real quick.
I got $5 on the juice.
What is the key to this? Is it getting the straw in or getting the straw out of the plastic or the sucking once you start to suck?
You know, they're all equally important. And that's not a cop out of an answer. I'm being totally honest. You've got to nail all of it.
Integrity.
I could live the rest of my life without you talking about anything sucking, okay?
I wasn't talking about sports.
You walked right in there.
All right, go ahead. Do news all morning then. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Josh Arnold. He's removed his microphone from the new mic stand put there by Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
No, I think actually Dean did it. The point is, are you ready, Josh?
Yes.
Okay, I will say 3, 2, 1, go. The next word you hear will be me saying that. 3, 2, 1, go. Josh Arnold has. Oh, he's got that straw off quick, and he's struggling. Oh, this is it's not going to happen. It's over. It's all.
It's over. It's over.
Ladies, don't even start. Don't even continue. We are done.
I can't believe it.
The straw killed me. I could not get it open. Wow.
Maybe it's you'd answered my question in the beginning, you would.
You know, maybe if you hadn't asked me that question in the beginning, you wouldn't have jinxed me.
Yeah.
Maybe you would if you wouldn't suck the life out of all of us over setting this up every time.
I have no excuse. That straw, it won.
Okay, I've got another one. The straw is attached.
Okay.
Dean, get back in here, please.
Are you going to give him another shot?
Yeah, can you come over and get this? I can't
this
throw
is
it.
An outrage.
A record is a record.
We're going to have to talk to the commission about this.
You guys
this
are
going to
be peeing apple juice for a week.
This cannot stand. You guys are going to have the worst UTI you've ever heard of.
Once again, it's the Capri Challenge. Fastest time to drink a Capri Sun. Declan Evans of the United Kingdom is the current world record holder at 16.65 seconds.
With a much larger Capri Sun bag.
This says 200 milliliter, and I believe these are significantly less than that. However, are you ready, Josh? No.
Yeah, okay. Can we move the mic? Okay.
The Capri Sun is in the pouch. It is standing upright. Now, if you're watching undoing of the straw from the plastic took you out.
Yes, sure did. Yeah.
Okay. Get him under.
Okay, now just remember that straw will someday be choking a turtle. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Josh is now, he's got the straw off the Capri Sun. He's struggling to get the straw. Now he's got it through. Now he is sucking.
He's got that straw in his mouth.
You can see his cheeks going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Suck, go. Suck it, Josh, suck it.
Are we in the 30s yet? This is so slow.
20
seconds.
I beat my first one.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you were 22 the first.
Yeah.
You would have been... If you got to start practicing getting the straw out of that plastic.
I don't think every straw is the same. I really don't. I think you can practice, and you'll just get. You can still get hung up on it.
Did you get any bend in your straw when you were going for it? I was getting bent.
Got a ton. This one was already bent. I could see that it was bent.
See, that's a good artist never blames their tools, but I mean, okay. That's part of it though.
But this straw, it was purely I just could not get it out of the plane.
Now we're looking. Now we go up to ESPN to talk about what just happened with the seven people are going to go over this they do at a football.
Well, now there is a drop here on the table.
Here we go.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Willie.
I don't know if that counts or not.
You were kind of a bracket buster in the first round.
So. I would say he.
Thank you guys so much for giving me a second chance.
Christine, before we're going to come back with Al Jackson, before we get to that, you got a quick story for us?
Yeah, T-Mobile launched a marketing campaign that shows an actress getting a tattoo from a robot. The project, dubbed the Impossible Tattoo, involved a 5G-powered robot arm that allowed tattoo artist Wes Thompson to ink Dutch actor and TV personality Stijn Fransen arm remotely in real time.
I am Stijn Fransen.
So is this guy's in a different place.
Yeah, the project was a demonstration of the capabilities of T-Mobile's 5G. The ad shows Thompson tattooing a dummy arm beneath a cage outfitted with sensors while Stijn is strapped into a tattoo chair in another location where she has a small design successfully inked onto her forearm by the robot.
Must tattoo.
When the piece was finished, Stijn exclaimed, "Wow, I have the first 5G tattoo. How cool is that? Now it's on my arm."
Oh. In all seriousness, this remote stuff someday will be used
all the time
in medicine.
Oh, it's already being used in medicine.
I was talking to a proctologist friend of mine. Boy, he cannot wait.
The robotic surgical arm is out there.
He's got a sigmoid robot.
Of course, you take it to the butt.
No longer wear gloves.
When you're getting the tattoo, what does the robot say?
Prostate.
Does the robot go, "How bad's the pain?" on a scale of 0 to 1? It's a binary joke, people. It's binary.
Okay, very, very funny. I would think this would be, I don't like this. I think you want the tattoo artist right there.
Really?
Your thoughts, Chick? You just got a brand new tattoo.
Yeah, you want the tattoo artist, the real life human being, and preferably Donnie, my tattoo guy.
Yeah. That's
right. Show us your new tattoo, please. Show us your new tattoo.
Oh, my forearms are so muscular, I can't get my sleeve up.
Nice.
There you go.
Looks good, man.
How about that, kids?
Very nice.
That's good.
There it is. Although, I'm looking at this woman who's getting the tattoo, and
Stijn?
No.
Stijn?
Yes.
Her name is Stijn.
Yeah. in the words, the Swedish term for her is hubba hubba.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
It's actually hubby hubby.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
We're a team. We're a team. I throw out a D-minus joke. He follows with an A+. That's amazing.
Hubba.
No, this is ridiculously dangerous as far as I'm concerned. What if the guy tries to swat a fly?
Well, he's not. He's a professional. He's not going to do that.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's something. What if there's a power outage? All of a sudden, she's got a line going all the way down. okay, well, congratulations to T-Mobile.
You live in a life of what ifs, don't you?
We've got to get you tattooed. That's all there is to it. Willie and I are going to go. We're going to go back in. I'm going to get one of mine freshened up, and we're going to get Willie a tattoo.
What are you going to get, Willie?
Part of me wants to get a tattoo of your face.
That's a good idea.
I can't decide if I want to get the one that you give on the To My Biggest
Fan.
Oh,
you have
thing.
To.
Yeah, that's one you have
or
to.
Or if I want to get one of like the cartoon from the old artworks.
No.
Oh, that's cool, too.
Because that could be drawn a little easier.
Well, I have actually seen some. There are several people that have done that. I've seen them in person.
Wait a minute. There are people out there right now that have Bob and Tom Show tattoos.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, send him pictures. I want to see them.
I've never been more frightened.
They're called bet losers.
Yeah, they're called the people that suck in fantasy football.
Is that right?
Well,
no, they're called fans.
Of course.
Thank you.
Chick, what if I got a Mr. O tattoo?
Oh, I'd be right there with you. We'd try to get a hold of Mr. Obvious. He's in semi-retirement. But yeah, we'll see. We'll talk to him.
We get a hold of John.
Good luck. Good luck with that. I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Johnny O. He's not returning your calls. There was an incident.
You know, sometimes the inside jokes are
Mr. Obvious can tend to be a little moody. I don't know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.